last week you guys were probably the best you've been on offense. Why were you able to be so effective last week?
I mean, in the end, it just comes down to execution. Thought we executed, you know, more consistently across the board. We were good in the red zone. I thought we stayed out a lot of third and longs. You know, so all those things kind of lead to success.
Those guys on the right side do all right who were filling in? What'd you think?
I thought they did a great job. Yeah, no question. You know, came in, you know, against a good front and played extremely well. So,
what did you take away from the Denver game and you could use in this game offensively to potentially win?
I mean, in the end, I think it kind of comes back to all those things we just talked about. You got to take care of the football, you know, execute on first and second down, stay out of bad third downs, you know, and then you got to execute on third down as well, and then in the red zone, got to be good. So, they're good. I mean, it's a whole new challenge, you know, and have to be on top of it.
The turnovers the last couple of weeks have been big. The Sherman one, then your interception, both lead to touchdowns. Obviously, it's vital to cut them. Do you feel like you guys have to play almost a perfect game offensively to win this one?
No, I mean, I mean, certainly it's a priority for us, protecting the football. But you're going out there to execute, and you know, sometimes they happen. You got to be able to overcome it. And we know, you know you're never going to play a perfect game. It's not going to happen. And so much of this is about overcoming adversity. We had opportunities, even with the turnover a couple weeks ago, to overcome it and just didn't. So, you know, you're going out there to execute and score points.
Do you like the fact that you get another crack at them so soon and that it's here in your place?
Well, yeah, no question. I mean, I think a division opponent, there is the home and away element. Yeah, they got us there. We get them on our turf now. And, unique in the sense that, yeah, they're only 2 weeks apart, so still a little more fresh on your mind. So, yeah, I think everybody's kind of excited about it.
What stands out to you that is still fresh on your mind from that game?
I mean, obviously, other than the defeat, I mean, no question, you're watching a lot of that film. You're seeing all the things you kind of left out there, plays that we didn't make, that were out there self-inflicted, kind of things we did to ourselves that, you know, really, really hurt us. And I think you're looking at all that and you know, want a chance to redeem yourself.
Alex, does the Alex Smith family have a Thanksgiving tradition?
I think it's kind of the customary traditional ones. I mean, get together with family and hopefully eat some good food.
But not too much, right? Because could get weighed in on Friday.
Yeah, that's usually not a problem for me. I'm kind of on all-you-can-eat diet, so.
This is kind of weird with Patriots the schedule, having to play these guys twice in 3 weeks. What's the benefit to that? What's the disadvantage? I mean,
I mean, I think the advantage is there's a lot of carryover from 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. You know, not much has changed personnel-wise. Even scheme-wise, I mean, there's not that much difference. You know, we just played these guys and then one game in between, so I think there's a lot of carryover.
Anything that you learned or they've learned, you think, from playing just 2 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, I think you look a lot at the tape of our game, you know, our first game, you see how they played you, maybe what they might try to do the second go-around, try to anticipate that.
I know you guys look at touches more than carries for Jamal, but he was really running well last week and only managed 15 carries. Do you feel like you have to get a more physical carries than just touches?
You know, you're asking the wrong guy. It's not even something I'm thinking about. Certainly he's a focal point for this offense. And I think that, you know, one of his strengths is that he can touch the ball in so many different areas. But, yeah, I mean, as far as running goes, that's, you know, not my area.
You've mentioned on numerous occasions since you arrived how thankful you are, grateful to have this opportunity, excited you are. You think about that at all when you sit down on Thanksgiving about when you take
into account all your... Absolutely. Yeah, no question. You know, thankful for a lot of things. Yeah, and that's certainly one of them. Absolutely.
You're thankful for the Patriots getting beat, Alex?
For the Patriots winning?
That's what I meant. Yeah, the Broncos getting beat for the Patriots.
You know, certainly watched it. Yeah, no question. When that fumble happened at the end, you know, certainly you're pretty happy about that. You know, really helped us out. Obviously, take care. You know, we didn't get the W. Kind of, even that out for us.
Do you cheer?
I don't know if I cheer. I watch. You know, I'm not cheering for anybody.